You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're here at the Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference in Glasgow. And I'm delighted to be joined by RNIB Scotland's Director, James Adams. James, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, and I'm delighted to be here.
So give us a bit of a flavour of what's coming up at this conference over the next coming days.
Yeah, it's a really exciting sort of packed programme over the next couple of days. What the conference is really about is bringing together sort of technology companies, you know, global ones, new ones are innovating, alongside universities and colleges who are developing technology and inclusive design, sustainability also, along with those who design public sector. So bits of government that are doing the new digital sort of government stuff, but also those who are doing just the physical infrastructure of society, people who build hospitals and eye clinics and streets and schools, bringing all those people together with the third sector, with visual impairment charities, to have conversation with blind and partially sighted people, to really try and imagine and work together to see what can be done in the future to improve society through applying technology so that barriers are increasingly removed for people with sight loss. That's the ambition.
And just how important are these conferences to get everybody together, particularly with having blind and partially sighted people there as well, to bring everybody together to see how we can move forward?
We think it's exceptionally important. I mean, you get different bits of society for their own very good reasons are interested in this area and they want to improve accessibility and build inclusion into design. But when you bring together all the different parts into the same place, you sort of act as a catalyst, and that's where often innovation and sparks of ideas can sort of develop. And having a bit of the technology sector speaking to two young blind partially sighted people about how they want to use apps to do their like sort of social life, they're not necessarily something they would necessarily engage with, but it just means that they can come together, have those incidental conversations, have those structured conversations like we are doing at this conference, and just start to really understand what each other need.
Yeah, and finally, James, we've got loads of different stalls here at the conference. Is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to seeing?
Oh, I have to say, perhaps because I'm from Glasgow and it's Glasgow University, but there's some of the students at Glasgow University are developing a suite of robots, which the concept is that they'll be able to help guide blind and partially sighted people in future and have conversations with them around sort of venues and so forth. So they brought some early demos of those. So we're waiting to see how they're going to pan out. I'm quite looking forward to that, I have to say.
Fantastic stuff. Well, James Adams, Director of RNIB Scotland, thanks so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.